President. Thank you very much for the floor. We begin by congratulating you on your election and thank the outgoing President for the work done. Zambia aligns herself with the statements delivered on behalf of the Group of 777 and China, the LDC's group, the African group, and the LLDC's group. We thank the Secretary General for highlighting key issues from the annual report and the UNCTAD's contribution to the implementation of and follow-up to the outcomes of the major UN conferences and summits in the economic and social fields. Mr. President, we appreciate and commend UNCTAD for the work towards promoting international trade, investment, and development for all. Zambia believes that through this collaboration with UNCTAD, it is possible to achieve sustainable and inclusive structural transformation in our economies. The focus of our work, therefore, should be on practical and targeted solutions to enhance economic diversification, local value addition, access to predictable and affordable financing, as well as meaningful integration into the international trading system. Mr. President, as Zambia, we wish to echo some of the issues raised during this discourse. First, we are in support that the three pillars of sustainability, namely economic, social, and environment, should always be addressed together to effectively deal with emerging global challenges. Climate change has brought devastating effects to many countries around the world. Currently, Zambia is faced with a severe drought that has negatively affected the energy, agriculture, and mining sectors, resulting in significant disruptions to economic activities and livelihoods. We therefore believe that addressing the three pillars together will assist to manage these challenges going forward. Secondly, we continue to support calls for the reform of the international financial architecture to make it more effective, flexible, and adapted to specific challenges and needs of different countries. This would provide them with fiscal space, access to low-cost finance, and innovative finance for development. Thirdly, Zambia appreciates the development of the Productive Capacities Index, which will help in advocating for mechanisms that facilitate technology transfer to promote sustainable development in developing and least developed countries. It is worth noting that our past and current deliberations clearly indicate to us that collectively we have the solutions to the various global challenges that we face today. The big question is, how do we ensure that all these solutions are packaged and implemented for the benefit of all member countries? In closing, Zambia remains committed to continue working closely with UNCTAD to address current and emerging challenges. I thank you.